Well, hey, I want to share with you something that is really amazing about the infrastructure of our church. I want to give you this announcement. I've been excited to tell you guys this. The administrative infrastructure of our church is made up of an executive board that I am accountable to, that I serve with and under here at this church. And we are not like traditional churches in many aspects of the word. Our board infrastructure, most churches, typically their board infrastructure is made up of the people of the church. We don't have that infrastructure. We really feel that the position of an executive board member needs to be filled with people that have been there, done that, that have that experience and wisdom to be able to impart guidance and direction for an organization such as our church. And so our board is actually made up of pastors that I have either worked for or with in our, we've been doing this now full time for 15 years. And so we are so excited about, I know I am, just every opportunity I get to serve with them. And again, I'm accountable. And these are people that pour into me. These are people that hold me accountable to be the pastor that I need to be, combing through my life, ensuring integrity is in my life, that I am the father that I need to be, that I am the husband that I need to be, and above all, that I am the Christian that I need to be. And they pour into my life in a great, great way, as well as giving us wisdom and counsel in the direction of this church. And one board member that has been with us since the beginning, his name is Terry Baum. He is the pastor of No Limits Church in Orlando, Florida. I've had the wonderful opportunity to know him and his wife, Debbie, and they have just been such a blessing to my life. And they will be stepping out of the board of Journey Church, not from anything ill or wrong or sour, but just the direction that their lives are going and their church is going. They don't really necessarily have the time to be able to connect in with us at that capacity. And so it's been a vacancy, and we've prayed about that vacancy and who would fill that spot. And I always had somebody in my heart, but I didn't think that they would be able to do it or that they would even see us, as a value to want to do it. But God kind of pronged me to ask, and I did. And his name is Doug Reed, and Doug Reed pastors Inglewood Church in Kansas City, Missouri, a thriving congregation over there. He is a phenomenal guy who has been in ministry now over 25 years. He has a huge missions ministry that he started called Partnership International. Our young people actually went to New York City last year through Partnership International, which is what he started, and he is over. As well as an evangelist, he preaches all over the nation, and as well as pastoring a church, and he was so blessed that we would even consider him. And I don't know if you got a little clip of just what he looks like, but this is who they are. This is Doug and Jeannie Reed, and they are just phenomenal people. And he is from Granite City, Illinois. And so he's from this area. He loves this area, and he loves this church. And he's going to be coming here to speak in January, and we're so excited to be able to show him to you and just the wisdom that he provides. He's truly a pastor to pastors. He sat down with me 2 weeks ago at Bredco in St. Louis and just poured into my life. I was almost to the point of tears of just the strength that he was to me in that moment. I look forward to him continuing to be into this church. So I just want to celebrate that new addition here with our church. Amen. It's a big announcement. That changes a lot. And so that's it. That's the announcement. It changes everything. Amen? It does. Now, that's not the announcement. All right. Are you ready for this announcement? Before this announcement, I just want to say that this church is soaked with God's blessing. Soaked. Just looking back on all that He has done is mind-blowing, to say the least. Monumental, to say the least. And so before we share this announcement that is in the context of our future, I think it would be just fitting to take a look back at some of the things, just some of the things, that display all of the things that God has done in our past. Take a look at this.
And it's like the 300 lives that were changed in this church weren't done at a five-minute altar call in this church. And or even necessarily through a church service. Listen to me. But rather, they were changed through an amazing group of people that realized just who they are. And they've realized that Journey isn't a service, because a service can't change anybody. But it's who I am. And we've decided to connect ourselves with each other. And through that connection, lives have been indescribably changed.
His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands to believe again. You are my refuge, you are my strength. As I pour out my heart, these things I remember. You are faithful, God, forever. Still, there is a river that flows from Calvary's tree, a fountain for the thirsty, your grace that washes over me. Let faith arise.
Thank you. So as we stand here at this place, a very blessed church with God's blessing and provision that stands completely evident in our very rich past. I mean, God has really blessed us. I want to let you know that God has again blessed us greatly in the context of his provision and blessing for our future. Wow. You know, when we came in to starting Journey Church, we walked into Bonfils Auditorium that the school district let us rent. And then we walked into 421 John Deere Drive, which is where we're at now, where again we rent. And we always believed along the way that God was going to allow us to own our own place, our own campus, a place to be able to call home. We always prayed, we always believed, we always fasted for that time to come. And I'm here to tell you, I am honored to be able to tell you that that time that we have always prayed for, we've always believed for, we've always fasted for, we waited for, has come. Kind of sounds weird in here right now. I don't know if you kind of hear it on the video, it's very echoey. That's because right now, I don't know, can we pan out on this view? We are right now inside of what will be the new auditorium of Journey Church.
Journey Church, we've bought a place. And we want you to see it. Exactly 2 miles from this campus sits a building. And I want you, if you would, to see this with me throughout the all the way to the end of the service, because, man, this is going to be a powerful, powerful announcement. But 2 miles from this campus sits a building that rests on a small piece of property that God has told us is going to make one of the largest impacts that this community has ever felt. And we are so excited to share it with you. Can we kind of give you a little virtual tour? Okay. Tim Overstreet put, hold on, rewind that. I want to set this up real quick. Rewind that. Stop. Okay. Hold on, wait for my cues. I know they are excited to get this stuff out. But if you were to leave this campus, Tim Overstreet put a GoPro camera on the dashboard of his truck. And kind of took a little tour. So this is, if you were to leave our driveway right now, this is where you would be going, heading down south. And by the way, this video hasn't been tampered with. That is how fast Tim Overstreet drives. So pray for his lawlessness. Amen. But if you were to go over the South Lincoln overpass there and head on South Lincoln Drive, and you go past the jail area, Troy First Assembly of God, and you were to turn in right here, does anybody know where this particular place is? If you would, Renee, if you can give an overview. We took a Google image search of this particular piece of property. And can you highlight what we are purchasing here? This right here is South Lincoln Drive. And this particular piece of property, which we're going to get into a little bit more here in a minute. But I just kind of want to set up the story on what caused this. Because, you know, obviously this has been our heart to be able to find a place. And I would drive by this particular location. And every time I would drive by, like something kept popping off inside of me. Some people call it like something jumped in my spirit, you know, or like a Pentecostal would say or something. But it was like something was like setting off, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't really understand why or what. But, you know, I would drive by this and it was like there's potential here. And I see potential here for the vision of our church to explode and catapult from here. And so, you know, it was one of those things where I really didn't know how or what, because I had just got done talking to a bank a year prior to the fall. Fall of last year, this is when this started. I would start driving by and it would kind of pop off. Fall of last year, I kind of had this experience every time I would drive by. And a year prior to that, we had talked with the bank just to see what our options would be if we could ever get a piece of property, to which they basically, it was impossible. At our young corporation, sometimes it takes 5 to 10 years for a corporation to develop trust with a lender. And so we obviously didn't have that. Our finances are not anything to write home about. And so we were one of those churches that we just said, well, God, we'll put it in your hands. But, you know, we would drive by this and it just kept popping off. And here's the only way I can explain what was popping off was, you know, August of 2012, the very last weekend of August, I preached a message called The First and 10 series, wherein we talked about the vision of our church and why we're here and why we exist. That we don't believe that Journey Church has been put here to simply just be another church. I believe the world has been churched to death. I believe that God wants to put something new in this community that is going to shake this community, that's going to transform this community. That is why he put us here. And the launching point of that talk came off of a scripture, Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19, which starts off by saying this word. Can we say it together? Behold. I love that word, behold. Because the word in the Hebrew, if I were to kind of give you the impression of what that word means, or really the definition of it, it means what the, it's what it means. It's just something that pops out. It's something that just comes in, like, boom, what the? You know, it's like Kramer when he came in the door in Seinfeld. You ever seen that? Can you just play that real quick? Boom, like, just crashed into the apartment. Didn't knock, didn't call first, didn't say I'm going to be over. You'd just be sitting there all of a sudden, boom, behold, right? That's what that word means, behold. Something just pops on the scene all of a sudden. God says, behold, I will do something new. How many believe that God wants to use this church to do something new in this community? Amen. I believe it with all my heart. And I love the next word in the verse. Now, it will spring forth. Will you not be aware of it? I will even make a roadway in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. God is going to put this church in this community to make such a difference. There are going to be people in the wilderness of life and they are not going to see a way out, but God is going to use us to show them the way. This is the way to your freedom. This is the way to your destiny. God is going to do such powerful. He's going to put rivers in the desert. Friends, God wants to use Journey Church to do something new. Like that scripture popped off, man, in me every time I would drive by that place. And so then we ended up talking to the owner in the fall of last year. And the sale price was right around between $424,000 and $426,000. And when I would look at that price compared to the renovation cost that it would take to make it, so we can inhabit it, I was like, that's not really going to be possible because I don't even know if the appraisal of the property would be that. And so that wouldn't be great stewards at all. And so we just said, God, we'll just put it in your hands. I know if it's supposed to be you, you will make a way. How many know when there seems to be no way? And so we just put that on the stove of our prayer time and just said, God, you'll meet the need if it's your will to meet that need. And so we prayed and prayed and prayed and just walked into this year now. And we're going in January, February, March. And then we had opportunity to talk with the owners again. And they said, you know, we would be interested in talking. And so we did. We started to engage in negotiation, just talks. But I didn't know if this was the place yet. I wanted to make sure. And so we set a 21-day fast here at this church before Journey One. Many of you know, we were all a part of it. This was the focus of my fast while I was fasting for 21 days. God, do you want us to go here or not? And during that process, I prayed, didn't get an answer from him. During the first 20 days, it was like God wasn't speaking to me. I was fasting. I was doing everything right, you know, and it just didn't seem like he was speaking to me about it. But, you know, I just felt a desire kind of growing for it, but I wasn't hearing his voice about it. And by that time, Steve Lummer had come in on day 20. You know, we flew him in before the Journey One event. And I said, I want to take you through. He's an executive board member of this church. He has over 30 years of ministry experience. He's a pastor I look up to so greatly. It's helped mold and shape my life. And he speaks into my life so much. I brought him onto that campus and I had him start to walk through. And I said, what do you think? And he got a different step in his walk and he started to walk around and his wife, and they were starting to point in areas like, I see this happening here and I see this happening here and this happening here. And he had no idea because I had walked through seeing the exact same things and hadn't even told him about it. And he turned around and he looked at us and he said, I see something big here. This is God. I feel God in this place. I'm telling you, Jesse, this is a great opportunity, a potential for what God wants to do in this community through this church. And I'm telling you, it was a great experience. And we went home and I was praying that night. And then right at my bathroom sink, God spoke to me after I'd been waiting for him. The end of day 20, right before the Journey One service, God said, I give you a green light. I want you to knock on that property. And so we did. And we walked into negotiations with the owner. And we were able to meet at a purchase price of $340,000. That's $85,000 cheaper than what it was asked for just in the fall. And so when we met at that, there was still a lot to be done in the contract with the opportunity of just giving rigorous inspection to make sure that there are no main structural issues, that it is a great piece of property, that we won't have to spend the future trying to repair things that we didn't see. And so we went through everything we could possibly go through to go through that process. Everything came back very sound, very structural. Everything looked great. All we needed to do was now pursue funding. And so we walked into the bank here in Troy, People's Bank, and we said, you know, this is something that we would like to do. And I was expecting to get the same answer that we had gotten from banks in the past. And they basically said, we believe in what you're doing here in this community and we want to get behind it. And so they have green-lighted the financial backing to be able to purchase this property and help us renovate it. And I am proud to say, is it 9 days or 10 days? I believe it's Wednesday, September 26th or 4th. Yes, the 24th of September, which is just, I think, just 9-10 days away, we sign the papers and we close and we will be owners of this piece of property. Journey Church, I could not be more excited to share this news with you. And so what I want to do right now is I want you to help me see this. And what I want to do, if that's okay, is kind of show you a little overview, some quick pan shots of this particular property. Renee, if you would. We want to officially welcome you virtually via this video to 366 South Lincoln Drive. I'm glad it's not 666 South Lincoln Drive. That might not have been God. Which is set to be the new home of Journey Church Troy. Now, I've waited to even be able to give such an announcement, friends. This particular piece of property in the building is a 16,000 square foot plus facility that is snuggled in just over 2 acres of land. And what I love is after the renovations are complete, outside and in, it is going to be a great piece of property. I also love what's behind the piece of property, because what is behind the piece of property is a wonderful piece that will encompass many opportunities down toward our future, that will give us opportunity to put a future prayer garden inside of there, small groups, fire pit, children's playgrounds, and we want to be able to install an outdoor acoustic amphitheater to give people an opportunity to be able to worship the Lord on the outside as well as on the in. And can I take you on the inside, if you would, Renee? This facility has the impressive ability to house every ministry we currently have and more. The lobby alone, once renovations will be completed, will be significantly larger than what we have right now, wherein we will have plenty of room for fellowship, a welcome center, and a large cafe area. Now, the auditorium, the worship auditorium, although quite barren on this video, is actually a larger one than we currently use, giving us the ability to add 75 seats. And once renovations are complete, we believe this is going to be one of the most creative church auditoriums in the area. We cannot wait. And then there are the bathrooms. They will be spacious. They will be handicap accessible, which is not something we're currently able to provide. And let's not forget Journey Kids, which will finally be able to be housed under the same roof as us once renovations are completed. There will be four chapels for elementary and pre-K, along with classrooms for our babies and toddlers, all of which will surround their very own welcome and registration area. It's going to be a dynamic children's wing. And then there's our administrative offices, which are getting ready to come on here for our staff and our team, which will be inside of a wing that is large enough to build a multi-purpose meeting area for visitor reception, Sunday school type settings, and much more. We simply could not be more excited about what God's going to do inside of this particular piece of property. But here's the kicker, and the reason why God led us to this property. Here's the reason. It isn't so much so that we could go and find another place to worship, but it's what's attached to the back. And on the back of this facility, this is what I've been excited to announce to you, Renee, if you would, is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom apartment that will be large enough to house the very first phase of what will be known as the Troy Dream Center. A 10 to 14 month substance abuse recovery center will be its first phase, where people will be able to come and live with us and experience the freedom from drug and/or alcohol addiction. How many in this room would believe it's about time we're starting a dream center in this community? Amen. It's about time. We are so excited about it, friends. So very excited. And Journey Church, I need you to see this with me. Because at first glance, it's really not that impressive of a place. You see, when I drove by and the scripture would pop off and I would look at the potential, I would look on the outside and go, oh, you know, really? Because it just doesn't scream, hello, it's one of those like, leave me alone, you know, type of buildings. Been around here a while type of places. You know, I talk to the owners even, and they're like, it just doesn't seem like a place that anybody really wants. And I'm like, well, yeah, I can kind of see why. If you look at, you know, you're just looking at it. And I would kind of have those thoughts. But, you know, when I would pray about that and I'd almost try and disqualify it because of what it looked like on the outside, God just kept speaking to me in my heart and saying, you know, what you're going to do with this building is what you do with lives that come to this church. You see, this is a church that targets people that nobody wants. You didn't know this, but you're in a room full of people with a bunch of us that nobody else wanted. That's us. Seriously, I've had people come to this church and say, I've been kicked out by nearly every church in this community. Will you welcome me? I'm here to tell you that Jesus specializes in taking people that nobody wants and transforming them and turning them into people that everybody wants. How many know when Jesus went to go look for the world changers, he didn't walk up in the church to find them? He went to the fishing docks. He went and found a dude named Peter. Church probably had no idea who he was. If they did, they wouldn't choose him. Because how in the world could God use a dirty, stinky fisherman like Peter? How in the world could God use a guy like that? He has no background. He has no knowledge. How in the world is God? But when Jesus sees him, he doesn't see him in his current situation. He sees him of what he will be. That he was a guy that ended up standing on the steps off of the day of Pentecost and leading 3,000 people to Jesus, friends. Peter! The church would have disqualified him. A person nobody wanted ended up becoming a person that when he would walk down the sidewalk, the book of Acts says, people ran just to get in his shadow, because if they got in his shadow, they were healed. God takes people that nobody wants and turns them into the people that everybody wants. And God said, what you've done with people, you're going to do with this place. And giving us the creative insight on how to renovate and how to make this a place that will be a blessing to this community. That people will drive by and say, wow. A place where new is going to happen now. And I need you to see this with me, friends. Because the Dream Center is the whole reason that we're going there. Because God said the Dream Center is His house. How many know there are people that struggle with substance abuse, addiction, that their freedom isn't going to come on the wings of just little service visitations? Right? It's not going to come from just a 3-minute prayer in a church service. There are people, I mean, no, there are addictions that need to be broken, friends. They're not going to be broken that way. The only way they're going to be broken is if they take their life in a completely different direction. They don't need to just visit us. They need to come and live with us and spend time with us and receive all of the things that, you know, we've preached this backwards and forwards of what the Dream Center will be. And God said, if you, wherever you go, that has to be the focus. You have to build my house. And if you build my house, I'll build yours. And this to me, what that means is that God, we're going to experience a lot of growth in the Dream Center when we start it. People are going to come, and then we're going to start having conflict with space issues. And the Dream Center is going to end up taking over that entire campus. And through that process, we know God is going to bless our church with the ability to go and buy property and build a separate auditorium away from that. Because the Troy Dream Center isn't just supposed to be the Journey Church Dream Center. It's supposed to be the Troy Dream Center. And it's going to be a place that's going to require a need that extends beyond just the reach of our church. It's going to require all churches to come on board and help us with it. But in order for that to happen, how many know it can't be a Journey Church Dream Center? Because God didn't call the other churches in this community to help build Journey Church. So we want to stand with other churches inside of it. And so I know we're going to go there. We'll probably spend a good 3 to 5 years there. But I'm telling you, what God's going to do through us there, He's going to do a miracle to help us, because that's what He spoke to us about. And we're going to go and we're going to do this, friends. And I want you to see it with me. I want to ask Allie, if she would, just to come. Cindy Isom's not here. She was in the first service. I don't know if you remember this, for those of you who were there, but I got one of the most powerful offerings I'd ever received in my life from her. She heard that we were wanting to start a Dream Center, and she came, and she came and gave, she said, I want to meet with you. I want to give you something. And when I was okay. And she said, I want to give you $80 to help the Dream Center start. And I didn't really understand, you know, usually people, when they want to give an offering or something, I just kind of say, can you just put that in the offering basket? Or if you can put that in an envelope, I really don't want to, you know, I don't like touching the money of the church or anything like that. So she said, I need to meet with you. I need to give this to you. And she told me the story of her brother. And her brother's name was Jeff. And he was someone that struggled with substance abuse addiction. And to such a point that he was in and out of jail and prison, and ended up just kind of leaving after he got out of prison on one stint to just go. He was just being pounded with this addiction, and then just taking his life over. And he was he was being chased by the police on a stretch of freeway in California, where California, Arizona, and Nevada kind of meet. And car ran into a parking lot and ran into a tree area, and trying to get out of that area with his car, he backed up and he started to head toward police. There was just some confusion in the mix, and he ended up being shot to death in his car. And just somebody that struggled with addiction and started to swallow his life. And on his person, they took everything that was on his person and sent it to the family. And one of the things that was on his person was a wallet that inside of it had $80. And she pulled this wallet out that had bloodstains on it from him. And she slid it across the table, and she said, and she showed me the money. Inside of the money had bloodstains on it. And she said, I want this to be the first offering toward the Dream Center, because I don't want there to ever be any more problems in this community like what my brother had to experience. This is needed. And when she slid that wallet and she gave us that wallet, and we have that wallet in our possession, and that money is still in that wallet, I knew I was in a holy moment. I knew I was in a moment where I was placed in the right place, inside of a community of people that want to see this end. And I want to let you know that God is getting ready to put a light in this community that is going to answer the prayers of grandmas right now. Right now there are grandmas praying for their grandbabies that are struggling with this problem. There are spouses right now praying for their spouse who's struggling with heroin and meth and various addictions. Wives praying for husbands, husbands praying for wives. And this church is going to be the catapult for the answer of those prayers. It's going to be a place where people will see that they can dream again. And I know when people are inside of addiction, it may seem like my future is gone. I've ruined too much. And there are shattered dreams that sit on the floor of so many hearts that struggle with this problem. But God is going to shine a light to say, you can dream again, because I can take you and turn you in to the one I made you to be. God's going to use this church to start that work. And that's what's going to start here. And I'm excited about it. And I want to ask you to stand with me in this. I want to ask you to, well, I kind of meant that figuratively, but if we really want to stand, that's fine. I love this church so much. Let's stand right now. Amen. Thank you so much. I want to ask Randy Garner and Steve Miller, if they would, to come onto the platform. Let's welcome these gentlemen as they make their way. They're just... The support that we have. Randy is the only executive board member outside of myself that is made up of our church. Just a fantastic man of God that has been an influence into my life and into this church. And he's over our finances here. And along with every board member that we have, they have prayed and felt that green light to pursue this doorway of vision that God has to open up the new season of our life. Now you guys are kind of understand why this is the weekend that changes everything. It changes it all. And Steve Miller is our director of operations here at Journey Church. He's over all of our process and communication and just keeps us all tight and in line and flowing in integrity. And along with our other care pastors, I know Tom and Jay McCracken came to me as well and said, you know, we've been a part of building programs before, and a lot of building programs have the potential, because, you know, we're talking a few $100,000 here. It's going to cost to renovate this property to be able to allow us to inhabit it and be the property that we know it needs to be. But you know, that can distract a pastor quite often from their ability to lead as they should. And they said, we don't believe that, you know, you need to be drowning in all those details. God's called people around you to take care of those things. And so he's going to be the head of this project. And so if we could put his cell phone number up, if you have questions, I'm just kidding, it's not there. But seriously, he's going to be over it and be more than willing to answer questions along with our other staff. And he's going to be at a table on the way out the door there to answer questions. And I know there are people that want to sign up and, hey, how can I help? I can hang drywall. I can do this. I can plumbing, you know, all that stuff. And I don't want to focus on that here right now in this moment because I just want to celebrate what he's done. Because he's done great things right here. And but for those of you who are just, I really want to be a part of it, then you can see him at the table. But we're going to be sharing all kinds of opportunity here in the future on what we're going to be able to do to make this a church. But I want to tell you, there's a lot of people praying and supporting us. Our Winsfield campus last night, you know, I was a little iffy on how they were going to receive this news because it's not their campus, right? But I watched some people, man, they all rejoiced. They all stood at the very end, joyful and excited about what God's doing in this church. And some of them told me, some with tears in their eyes, said, I'm ready to help whatever way we can, because we know what we help make happen for Troy, God's going to help make happen for Winsfield. And it was just so awesome to see the support. I went and met with Daryl Alley. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's the pastor of Troy First Assembly of God, and who we're going to be neighbors with. And I thought it was important that I sit in his office this week before we make this announcement to say, hey, we're going to be coming right next to your area. And I wanted to do that because pastors sometimes can be really territorial. Don't touch my space, right? I watched how some of us were when North Road came right down the road. And it's like, what you doing? You're a little close, you know? Listen, there are 30,000 people within a 10-mile radius of this place. There's plenty of people to go around. And I'm thankful for what God's doing at North Road. We love Matt and we love that church over there. And we're thankful for what God's doing there. And so we went over there, and, you know, but, you know, you just never know. I went and told him, and I was like, we're coming in this area. And literally, tears started to flow in his eyes. He put his hands on my hands, and he started to pray. And he said, God, thank you. And he started to pray, thank you for my new neighbor, you know, and he just started to thank God for what's happening here. And then after our prayer, he said, is there anything we can do to help support what God's doing through your church? We want to help any way we can. And he got excited. Can I pray again? I was like, yeah. And he prayed and he started to say, as he goes, you know, Lord, as Moses was leading the people through the wilderness, you know, that they didn't know which way they were going, but he said, Lord, you led them by a cloud. And he said, Lord, when the cloud moved, the people moved. And he said, God, the cloud is moving to South Lincoln, and the people are moving. And he just started to pray this great prayer of support. We hug necks, and man, it was just so phenomenal to experience that. God's going to do something big through this. And I just want to ask Randy, if you would, just to pray in this first moment that God would just cover our future. It's such an awesome thing.
Dear Heavenly Father, we stand in awe of you this morning. And to see what all, from the birth of a dream to the fulfillment, to at least the first step of a dream coming true, God, we know it is all because of you, because you are leading us. And we just pray that as we move out and we step out in faith, trusting and believing, that we will follow you, God, that we won't question, that when we hit maybe some difficult times, that we know you're in control, that it is in your will that this has happened and that this will happen and will come to fruition. And God, just give us the faith to be focused upon you, to step out and to believe and to trust you in all things. And we'll give you the glory for it, because it's not for our glory, not for Journey Church, not for us as individuals, but it's for your glory. We lift up your name because you're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be lifted up and to be held on high. You are the King, and God, it is for your glory. And we just pray that you would keep us focused on that goal, Lord, to follow you where you would lead, that we would be sensitive to what you would have us to do, Lord, to stay within your will, within your path. We know that you will bless it if we do. And we give you the praise and the glory this morning in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Can we give a hand clap of praise to God for what he's done? Amen. Thank you so much, gentlemen. Can I have one of the open house invite pieces? Can somebody run that over to me? I apologize for putting somebody on the spot right now. Thank you, Jim. On the way out the door here this morning, I want to ask our communion teams if they would to come. As we dismiss the service here in just a second, I want to give you this piece of paper before you go. But as we dismiss the service here for communion, please, we want you to be more than invited just to head down these two center aisles and take the elements that will allow you to remember the Lord and who he is, not only in your lives and your families, but in this church and all that he's changed. We experience it because of him, and he'll always get the glory and focus of this church. But what we want to do here, on your way out the door, you're going to receive this piece of paper. Please don't leave without getting it. Inside of it, it's an open house invitation. What we want to do is Sunday, October 5th, after the service, we're going to allow you an opportunity for you and I to go in there and see the campus. And we want to show you the areas. We want to allow you just to kind of see it and just celebrate. We're going to make it a really creative experience for everybody there. And for those of you that are critical thinkers and you've got a lot of questions, we understand. We've got a frequently asked questions spot on the back of this sheet. And again, just a spot for you to direct questions to and how this is all going to happen. We're so excited about it. Are you excited to take this journey with us? Amen. We're excited to take this journey with you. Amen. We've waited 5 years and 4 months just to make an announcement, and God has been faithful. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Journey Church. We love you so much. We're owners, and we'll see you next weekend. God bless you.